I'm Rick Henson with this check of the latest area news on KJAN. A chase on Interstate 80 involving the Iowa State Patrol and other law enforcement agencies early this morning ended about 2.5 miles north of Shelby near the intersection of 450th Street and County Road M16. According to scanner traffic, the pursuit of a Toyota extended cab pickup registered to a subject out of Avoca began at around 3:45 a.m. on I-80 in northwestern Pottawatomie County. During the chase, several items were allegedly tossed out of the vehicle over the course of nearly 2 miles, beginning at the 39.2-mile marker. The items were said to have included a baggie, a white powdery substance, cash, and an additional white powdery substance, which apparently blew back on or hit the truck. The chase wound its way from Pottawatomie County into Shelby County and included the suspect vehicle traveling westbound in the eastbound lanes of I-80 briefly before crossing back onto I-80 westbound and an off-road foray into a field where the vehicle reportedly crashed through a barbed wire fence. Efforts by law enforcement to stop the pickup included the use of stop sticks and at least a couple of precision immobilization techniques or pit maneuvers. The vehicle ended up in a ditch and at least one person was taken into custody. No injuries were reported and no other details are currently available. The Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce held its annual dinner and awards program Saturday night at the Cass County Community Center here in Atlantic. There were many awards presented, but one award with national recognition was presented for the 12th year in a row. Atlantic is the only community in Iowa that sponsors the Athena Award, thanks to a more than decade-long partnership with Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. The 2012 Athena Award went to Dolly Bergman. The award was presented by last year's winner, Wendy Richter, with the Family Crisis Support Network in Atlantic.
She's demonstrated professional excellence through her careers in areas that women weren't always welcomed, beginning in entry-level, so-called female positions, and excelling to management. She's dedicated to the community and giving of her time, and has shown women how to grow and recognize their full potential. She's mentored women in professional opportunities and volunteer experiences that gives them greater confidence in their leadership skills. Although the Athena Award is not for volunteering, it's important to understand that continued work through service is how people grow and gain leadership qualities, demonstrating to others that it's through tireless efforts that true leaders are developed.
Past recipients of the award have included LaVon Eblin, Judy Marnin, Leanne Pellet, Denise O'Brien, Margaret Slepsky, Glenda Ferrier, Carol Schuler, Jan Kinnison, Janelle Hansen, Ann Pross, and Wendy Richter. Numerous other awards were handed out to deserving groups and individuals as well during the Chamber's annual banquet and awards program. The Distinguished Service Award was presented by Eleanor Hoover to longtime Atlantic area residents and historians Philip and Trina Chinitz.
Among others who have given much time, passion, and talent to this community, the recipients this evening have more than 40 years of supporting the area through communicating the stories, news events, activities that make Atlantic such a great place to live. They work many long and irregular hours to capture the history of our community, preserve it, and current and future generations to enjoy.
The Chamber's Community Betterment Award went to the Nishna Valley Family YMCA. The Community Service Award went to Eagle Scout Casey Enan. The Outstanding Committee Member Award was presented to Jim Sampson. The Outstanding Chamber Volunteer Award went to Deb and Brian Church and their family. The Ambassador of the Year Award was presented to Sue Meary, with Star Ambassadors Sue Meary, Tammy Waters, Carl Aldag, Dolly Bergman, and Dr. Keith Leonard also receiving special recognition. The Gavel of Leadership was presented to Chamber President-elect Chip Hansen, who's with First Whitney Bank and Trust. Amy Jordahl with the Atlantic Hy-Vee was named Vice President for 2013. Departing Chamber President Debbie Leistead received an award of recognition during the ceremonies Saturday night. In other news, sheriff's officials in Adams County say an investigation into a domestic situation resulted in the arrest of a Villisca man. Ronald Borum was taken into custody at around 9 p.m. Friday on an obstruction of emergency communications charge. Authorities say the sheriff's office received word of a verbal domestic situation taking place at 305 East 5th Street in Villisca. During the course of their investigation, deputies determined Borum allegedly attempted to prevent a person in the residence from contacting emergency personnel for assistance. Borum was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $300 bond. A Colorado man was being held in the Adams County Jail this weekend on numerous drug-related charges following a traffic stop Friday night. The Adams County Sheriff's Office said 35-year-old Quentin Sheehan of Black Hawk, Colorado, faces possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, with the intent to deliver charge, also possession of drug paraphernalia, and failure to affix a drug tax stamp, in addition to not having a valid license and no insurance. Officials say an Adams County deputy stopped Sheehan at 250th Street and Elm Streets near Nottoway at around 8:35 p.m. Friday. The deputy requested assistance from the Adams County K-9 unit, and during a perimeter search of the vehicle, the dog alerted to the presence of narcotics. Further investigation revealed Sheehan to allegedly be in possession of a large amount of a controlled substance, marijuana, and a large amount of cash. Details on the quantity of the drug and the sum of the cash were not released. Sheehan was transported to the Adams County Jail, where he was held pending a court appearance. Authorities in Lenox said Saturday that a Lenox man was arrested this past Wednesday afternoon on a charge of animal neglect resulting in the death of an animal, which is a serious misdemeanor. 21-year-old Lance Brandon was arrested after Lenox police investigated a report of a dead dog chained in a yard in the 400 block of West Illinois Street. Brandon was later released on his own recognizance. An Ohio woman's vehicle sustained about $1,800 damage Saturday afternoon when it struck a hay bale that had fallen off a pickup truck in Montgomery County. According to the Sheriff's Department, a pickup driven by 52-year-old Keith Wirtz of Council Bluffs was traveling west on 200th Street at around 12:55 p.m. when some hay bales fell out of the bed of the truck near the intersection with D Avenue, or about 3.5 miles west of Red Oak. A 2009 Ford Mustang traveling east on 200th Street was unable to avoid hitting one of the bales. The driver of the car, 21-year-old Tiffany Nichols of Mainesville, Ohio, was not injured during the mishap and no citations were issued. Police in Red Oak are warning area business owners this weekend to be on the lookout for persons who may be possessing fake out-of-state identification cards, which are being used to pass bad checks. The alert was issued Friday after officers investigated an incident at the Red Oak Hy-Vee store where two unidentified men with IDs indicating they were from North Carolina and Michigan allegedly tried to pass fraudulent paychecks. And finally in the news, officials at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic say the staff at the Cass County Health System, or CCHS, will be hosting an obstetrics open house on Tuesday, January 29th from 5:30 until 7 p.m. The event will showcase the obstetrics department at CCMH and obstetric care provided through CCHS. Diane McLaren, RN, Director of Inpatient Services, said their new inpatient area includes 4 labor, delivery, recovery, and postpartum suites, each with a private bath. The open house will include tours of the OB department, refreshments, and door prizes, and staff will be on hand to discuss the different services. For more information about the OB open house at the Cass County Memorial Hospital's Cass County Health System, call 243-7516. And that is a check of the latest area news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.